Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Talk Spicy. I'm Coach Gene Clemens. Thank you for joining me wherever you were joining me. Rate the show, comment, agree, disagree, but whatever you do, keep it spicy. Five-star ratings are appreciated. And if you're joining me on the YouTube channel, make sure you like, make sure you subscribe. Welcome back. It's a great Monday. And Monday is always fun because it's a new week, a new reset. You shouldn't have any beef with Monday, right? I always say that. If in order to get to a Monday, you had to have had a weekend. And most likely, if we're dreading going back to work on Monday, it's because we had a good weekend. But you shouldn't dread going back to work on Monday. You should be happy that you get a chance to go back to work, that you get a chance to go and do something that either puts food on your table, provides for you and your family, or that you just absolutely love. And so hopefully you fall into that third category. And if not, never stop trying to get to that third category. When everything is set up for you to be successful, when everything is set up for you to make the right decision, when it's a playbook that's been written over and over and over and over again, I always stop and wonder how you could mess something up like that. For those of you that don't know, and if you've been following me for any length of time, you know I'm a New York Yankees fan. I'm not the in-your-face, throw-it-in-your-face-every-second-I-get New York Yankees fan. I think all of those types of fans are annoying, right? I believe you can be a fan or an admirer of a team without being overbearing and or obnoxious when they're really good. Well, guess what? The Yankees are really, really good. And I'm not here to like beat my chest as a supporter. I'm not here to belittle or make anyone else feel bad about what their team is going through. I'm here to be another voice to tell the team that I support that they royally screwed up. At the beginning of the year, they had the opportunity to make Aaron Judge the highest paid baseball player in the game. And it seemed as if the two sides were really off, like they were, that the two sides were far away on what it is each side wanted. I believe that Aaron Judge wanted to be the highest paid player in the game. Felt as if he, if not that he earned it, that the market dictated he was up. It's time to get paid. The Yankees thought otherwise. Let's remember that Aaron Judge is a New York Yankee product. That Aaron Judge was drafted by the Yankees, came up through the Yankees farm system, made it to the major leagues, and has been a Yankee now at the major league level for 7 years. This is his seventh year as a major leaguer. He broke through in 2016. Since he came into the league, including this year, including right now, he has accounted for over 200 home runs, 457 RBI, and his batting average is .276. What are we talking about here, right? What are we talking about? This is a guy who in his first full season, played 155 games, batted .287, had 52 home runs, 114 RBI, walked 127 times. Stole 9 bases. This man is 6'7", 280, and he stole 9 bases. He became one of the most feared hitters in Major League Baseball in only his first full season in the league. This is not the guy you haggle with. This is not the guy you try to get to take a hometown discount. This is not the guy you try to make him wonder about his worth. If we're really being honest about it, he's more valuable to the Yankees than almost any other franchise. Like, there are not many national brands in baseball. So Aaron Judge doesn't have the same cachet. He doesn't pay for himself for every team. If he was to sign with the Milwaukee Brewers, he's not going to pay for himself. In my opinion, the Brewers would be foolish to sign Aaron Judge from a business standpoint. From a baseball standpoint, everybody should be after Aaron Judge, right? But when we're talking about business, there are only a handful of teams that Judge's star power is going to play and result in more butts in the seats, more apparel sold, more eyes tuning in to networks that are owned and run by the team. And therefore, New York makes all the sense. So from a standpoint of, this is our guy. We drafted him. We brought him up. He's been a Yankee. We want him to be a Yankee for life. From that standpoint, check that box for New York. From the standpoint of, he's one of the most feared baseball players, if not the most feared baseball player out there. Check that box. His performance warrants being one of the best, the highest paid in the league. Check that box. His financial value, we're going to pay an exorbitant amount of money, probably over $500 million over the lifetime of his career, but he's worth it because he's going to bring us back a Billy. He's going to twofold that. He's going to break even that. We're not going to take a loss financially investing in Aaron Judge. Check that box. And yet they tried to lowball him. They tried to make him seem as if, oh, well, you know, he might be injury prone because he never played 155 games again. He had that 3-year stretch where he dealt with injuries, including 2020, where he only played in 28 games. They tried and they failed because this year, Aaron Judge has 42 home runs. He has 91 RBI. He is batting .298. He already has 10 stolen bases, and we're only 100 games into a 162-game season. We're only 100 games into a 162-game season. If you don't believe that Aaron Judge is going over 60 this year, he would have to get on one of the coldest streaks I've ever seen him get on in my life. Remember, this man still had 9 home runs in 28 games in 2020 when he was hurt all the time. So how many home runs is he going to hit in the net over the next 62-game span? Let's say he plays 50 of those 62 games. That means, on average, he's probably going to add another 10 to 12 home runs conservatively. Right? Sorry, 10 to 12 home runs. No, 20 to 24 home runs conservatively. Conservatively, 20 to 24 home runs. That means he's going to be anywhere between 62 and up. You know the names. I don't have to say them. You know the names associated when you start getting into the 60s. Heaven forbid this man actually makes a run at Barry Bonds' home run record. Heaven forbid he make a run at the all-time greats. This man could legitimately finish the 2022 season with 70 home runs, with 25 stolen bases, and a batting average over 300. If that happens, it's going to be the greatest offensive season in the history of the game. And now, Yankees, you got to back the Brinks truck up. Now, you not only have to make him the highest paid player in the league, you not only have to make him the highest paid player in the history of the game, you have to make him far and away the highest paid player. You know what you cannot afford to see? You cannot afford to see Aaron Judge playing for the Boston Red Sox next year. You cannot afford to see Aaron Judge playing for the LA Dodgers, for the San Diego Padres, for the St. Louis Cardinals, for the Chicago Cubs. You cannot afford to see Aaron Judge playing for the San Francisco Giants, for the Angels. You cannot afford to see Aaron Judge playing for any other team that doesn't have the pinstripe blue and white for the Yankees. If he's playing for any other team than the Yankees, it is a colossal failure, and people need to be fired. That's how bad it is, ladies and gentlemen. That's how bad it is. If Aaron Judge is not, I don't care if the next 10 years of his career, right? He's 30. So he's probably going to sign a 10-year deal. 10 years, $500 million. That should get it done. 10 years, $500 million. $50 million a year. That should get it done. Maybe more. And I don't care if the five of those 10 years are trash years. You did this to yourself, Yankees. You did it. Aaron Judge didn't do it. You did it. Aaron Judge knew his worth. He showed you in 2021. In 2021, we bet it. 287, his highest batting average of his career, knocked in 98 runs, 39 home runs. He told you guys, hey, look, I'm back, I'm good. Just in case you were thinking about not paying me. No, go ahead. You called this bluff. You said, I want to see it again. He said, watch this. You told him, I want to see it again. He said, hey, watch this. Hey, hold my beer. Watch this. You rolled the dice, Yankees. And it came up snake eyes. Aaron Judge bet on himself. And now he's about to cash that Powerball ticket. There's no other outcome than the Yankees making this man the highest paid player in the history of the game because This is the formula that the Yankees have used to be one of the greatest, the greatest franchise in the history of baseball. It's not the free agents. It's not the guys they trade for. It's when they're able to identify the talent, get the talent in, help develop and bring along the talent, and watch it succeed at the major league level. Those guys normally either spend the majority of their career with the Yankees or they retire Yankees. This is an already preordained matter. Yankees, do your job. Ladies and gentlemen, that's Talk Spicy. I'm Coach Gene Clemens. Do this thing a few times a week. Rate the show, comment, agree, disagree, but whatever you do, keep it spicy. Five-star ratings are appreciated. If you're joining me on the YouTube channel, make sure you like, make sure you subscribe. Hey, you know, should be checking out 6 o'clock tonight. New episode of A Giant Issue comes out. We are back in the training camp now. We get to talk about real legitimate football right now. You're not going to want to miss it. If you're a Giants fan, you know you should be following me exclusively on the YouTube channel. That's the only way you're going to see it. Till next time. Peace.